Billy Roper, well known for his strong opinions on race, rallied in Riverside Park with about 15 like-minded individuals. He says there would have been more of them, but those who subscribe to a white power mentality are often threatened.
I was threatened with assassination, and there's a group of anarchists out of North Little Rock and Antifa who said that they're going to come and kill me before I left today. And so a lot of our people did not come. That's who really hates. That's who's really intolerant. Those are the real haters who, you know, I haven't threatened to kill anyone, but they're literally threatening to assassinate me before I leave this pavilion.
Roper was joined by Tom Bowie, who was wearing a T-shirt that read, "Diversity is just a genocidal scam."
And I'm just a pro-white guy who believes in speaking up. In a way, I got mad as hell and wasn't going to take it anymore.
Bowie said he's quite aware that his views promoting white power are very controversial with many people.
Yes, but they can never answer any of my questions. If diversity is so wonderful, why is it only for white countries? No one's flooding, say, China with millions of non-Chinese in an attempt to create a blended humanity.
The rally was billed as anti-Sharia law and anti-Muslim immigration. As you can imagine, any group associated with Billy Roper and white supremacy drew a strong counter-reaction. Jonathan Reeves has that side of the story, from the other side of the perhaps ironically named White River.
No racists, no KKK, no fascists, USA!
Across the river at the other side of Riverside Park were the sounds from the anti-hate march. This march was organized Thursday afternoon, hours after it was learned that Billy Roper would be holding his rally. Organizer Jordan Gould says, of all parts of the state such a rally could be held, it was a shock that Batesville was chosen.
We're surprised. We're a pretty small town. We do have small town values, but those do not include racism or homophobia. We've not had a lot of issues with things like that here. This is not Harrison.
Support for the rally started on social media and culminated with a turnout of people carrying signs, some made on site, others already made. While those who attended were mostly residents who lived in Batesville, there were some who drove from out of town. Jake Wyatt is a Batesville native who now lives in Little Rock. He told how he found out.
I just happened to be calling my dad, and he told me about it out of the blue. I was really surprised whenever I heard him mention it. Luckily, I didn't have any plans to change or anything, but like I knew from the moment I heard about it that I would be coming down.
The anti-hate march started with a program that featured local pastors. Masters of Ceremonies for the program, Wesley Beal.
Hatred spreads under cover of darkness, and our job here today is to shine a light on it so that our friends, our neighbors, our family members know that we have a different message from what's the message that's being spoken across the river, right? And that's the message that Batesville City stands for.
Both rallies in Batesville had citizens and law enforcement on edge due to the possibility of violence. Police Chief Alan Cockrell says he put everyone on duty, including volunteers that make up the auxiliary police. The Independence County Sheriff's Department also assisted in patrols, as Cockrell comments.
Our position, we're here to make sure everybody gets their voice. Everybody has the right to free speech and that nobody gets hurt.
The group stayed apart for most of the afternoon until the very end when they confronted each other at the pavilion. A wall of police officers kept the groups apart while they hurled insult after insult at each other on race, religion, nationality, and sexual orientation. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jonathan Reeves.